3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Little late start for us on Monday, but we told you, so welcome. We're glad that we have a gang here today. Nice to have all the people dropping in on the chat. We appreciate that. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Monday. This is 420.
I love it. It's so great, Mike, today especially, because not only is it Hitler's birthday, but it is also a day.
Hold it. Hold it.
What?
It really is Hitler's birthday?
Yeah, because he loved some tasty nugs, too.
Wow. I had no idea. I had no. Good for you.
I don't know why I always associate the two, but I have that bowl on top of my fridge, and I will spark up tonight.
1889.
You know, it's funny. It used to be a running bit that Rob would be, a pothead, and then... And then he started. Now he is a pothead because he does the gummies.
Yeah, because I use Soul. But does it count if you don't blaze up though? If you don't spark it?
Yeah, I agree. I think you have to have the. That's good smoke.
Yeah, I agree.
So, for those of you, we debuted this on the new show, on the bonus show rather, and it's something new up in the upper left hand corner of your screen. If you're watching us on video, it's the as opposed to the super chats. Josh has now shared from our platform a lovely little QR code that you can pop on and send the show a donation if you want to do that. It's it's just like smashing that like button and subscribing and doing all that
Mike,
stuff.
It is quite
Why do we
like,
laugh at that when because every content creator in the world says the same
age.
Thing?
The age is the issue.
Yeah,
smash, you seem a little old for smash that like button.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I've seen older people than me say it though. You know, I mean, it's like
who?
I hit the like button. I
like Paul Harvey.
I like well, I like
what content
like
creators
button.
Are you watching older than you?
I think that there are like political commentators that I see periodically.
Yeah, they're reading it off a script.
Speaking of old, before we get to our video of the day, which I think there are a couple of them, but
VOTD.
Let's do this. Let's before I get to the whole discussion of feeling my age today after my daughter sent me a picture of me. I thought that we would start with, would you like to start with the tribute to 420 or would you like to start with a video that just demonstrates my love of cats and why?
Could we start with the cat and then sort of segue into 420?
I like the cat. We're on the same page of starting with the cats. This is for those of you that, look, I think cats get a bad, I'm going to, The following will be all lies.
Okay.
I think cats get a bad rap. I think cats are actually quite loving.
When you see a cat video and they show up often on your social media,
mm-hmm.
do you smash the like button?
I smash the like button and I hit that bell. Ring that bell. I ring that bell.
Ring that bell, yes.
I smash the like button and I ring that bell. Is that why it's funny? Because it's me saying it?
Yeah, it's funny if I say it, too.
What if Josh said it?
Let's see.
I think just smash that like button is a funny phrase.
But why do they all say it?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Because it's like somebody coined the term that it was good to do.
It also is, it encourages you. It's not just pressing a button. You're smashing a button.
Yeah.
Smash
yeah, break that
button.
Screen.
Yeah.
Well, now if I can continue my lying.
Yes. Oh, about kitty cats.
I think it's unfair. I mean, cats... Yeah, they don't express their love in the same way as dogs, but there is plenty of love.
Yeah.
I think I found the most loving cat that I've ever seen. Let's roll the tape of my favorite cat.
Okay.
Love this cat. It's like they got it for a Japanese TV show.
What a good boy.
Yeah. Any animal you have to wear those gloves to be a
cat. Oh, this guy's devoted.
Oh, now it's got a cone.
Yeah, the cone is great.
Look, he found some food. He's cutting his nails. I love this video so much. So bad.
Oh, and a quick brush.
He's getting a little... Look at him still having to hold the head down.
Yeah, I know. He's lucky that cat didn't go in for his face.
Oh my God, a lot of shedding. And oh,
cats love baths.
Oh, now he's got a pretty.
Oh, when they go to that low register.
I never even got to this part. Oh, this is a beautiful thing.
It is.
If you're not doing video, check it out when you get home today. I mean, it's so much fun. Oh, now they sputtered.
What is that? The dryer, I guess?
Oh, no, a few moments later. Okay, that's enough, Josh. I've had enough.
Wow. And it seems like a good place because they have a picture of Maneki Neko on their wall.
Yeah, that is me when I'm told I can't have ice cream. I delighted to bring that to you today. But really, today is all about our friends that partake. That's the way I'd like to describe it. Throughout my career, be it radio, be it music, being at any creative endeavor, I've had the distinct honor and privilege since I was a child in my neighborhood. If you wanted to get some weed, there were a couple of boys on my street that would actually provide it for you.
Sure.
In my middle-class neighborhood of criminals.
Question, how many times, this is going to seem like a non sequitur, but yes. I can pay it off. How many times did you interview Buddy Rich? World's greatest
Buddy. I saw Buddy Rich 11 times in concert. I interviewed him twice.
When you went backstage, was there any lingering smell? Because you know jazz musicians.
13 years old, Rob, going with my father and mother, and I went, I kind of, before the concert started, it was Lake Compounce. It was an open-air amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wandered, and it was right out near the bus. Waft, waft,
yeah.
Waft. Kind of standard procedure for musicians.
Yeah,
I believe
one of their nicknames is jazz cigarettes.
Jazz cigarettes because it would play jazz, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think Buddy partook. I think probably.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
You know, to get through it. And
Frank
all that.
Talked about he'd get a contact high because when he was just a lowly singer with the band, he'd be in the back of the bus. And they'd, blow all their marijuana smoke out the window, and the downdraft would put it right back into the back of the bus, into Frank Sinatra's face. So
Gene Krupa got in big trouble for it.
Yeah.
I think
Bob Mitchum, Paul McCartney, all of these arrests.
Yeah, a lot of people got in trouble back in the day. Now look at it,
We're selling it on our show.
Josh, let me ask you a question. Who in, I can't do it because I gave you the video, so I have to give this question to Rob Spiewak.
Shoot.
In our popular culture, there are a few individuals who are really known almost as much for their weed consumption as their work. And there are two that I have a video of, two particular individuals who I want to share a video of on 420. Could you name anybody you think might be involved in this?
I think, let's see, probably Seth Rogen,
Excellent choice. Not correct. But
How about Hoda Kotb?
Hoda Kotb, no.
No, okay.
No,
I have to step aside for the reveal then.
I give you the wonderful stylings of Bill Maher.
Oh, of course, Bill Maher,
And Woody Harrelson.
Oh, both
on
great.
On 420.
Yeah.
What is that thing? What is that thing?
You know
what is that thing? What is that thing?
What is that thing? This is the Verity. This is the same guys who do the volcano.
What do we do?
It's the best.
Do what?
It's the best mobile.
You're smoking pot out of it.
Vaporizing.
Looks like a phone in 19.
That's where you really get the taste. This is the stuff I was telling you about.
No, I think I'll...
Here. You know what I could
I think
do?
I'm afraid of it.
Here, look.
It's still going?
Suck.
Still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Oh.
Tastes is good, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's the purple papaya.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Is.
Yeah.
What are your other new projects?
Thank you for your interest.
Yo, I'm a professional interviewer. Can't you tell? What's your new movie about? I hear the cast was like a family. It is true, though. Everybody you ever worked with is still your friend.
What? No, there's actually several that I feel really remiss that I haven't had much time with, that I wished I'd have stayed in touch with.
Like who? Like people who died and so you missed your chance?
It's not funny.
Well, you went heavy there. You went like, you know, okay, I shot you to the ribs. You shot me.
No, I meant it. Like,
I
thought maybe you were friends with Gene Hackman.
But Marlon Brando, for example.
That's fine. Oh, my God.
I tell you what.
They go on and on and on.
I like Woody Harrelson, and that doesn't do anything to change it.
If I had that experience.
I don't like Bill Maher. And that did nothing change.
I will tell you that if that was the reaction anytime I came in contact with that, I would be hooked for life.
Yeah.
Because that to me, those are two guys that are having a pretty great time. I would think, you know, me on the other hand, it's tightness in the chest, it's paranoia, and it's just an overall feeling of. It's like I linger feeling badly. I feel poorly after it. I think there's some people that are you know, do it and enjoy it, and some people
that don't.
I agree.
I mean, there's some people that can't drink and enjoy it. I used to be very good at that, but marijuana is weird. I can take the gummies, and they relax me, and they make my shoulders not hurt and everything, but I don't seem to get to that giggly stage. I'd love to do that,
yeah.
But maybe someday. Who knows?
I will if it's on an empty stomach or if I take a little more than normal. It'll push, the gummies will push into that giggly stage.
I don't, you know, there are a lot of things that I could see you being.
How can you tell?
Giggly. Yeah. Giggly is not one of them. I mean, I think you are the great stone face of the Mike O'Mara show, which I think adds to your charm. I think I can be. Go ahead.
Because I'm working here.
I know you're working. I understand. And I think that. The audience, look, you wouldn't be sitting here if the audience didn't respond to you. I think the audience knows, and I think it's a good balance.
I do too.
On the show, but sometimes I'd be honest with you, and I'm sure Rob feels the same way. Rob, sometimes it's a little annoying when we're over here trying to do Shecky shtick. You
doing
know what
my
I mean?
Best, yeah. And you know, I used to have the same problem with Maddie Masiello.
She was a stone face.
Yeah, and you see, that was before video, and you weren't even in the room with her, so you were not aware of, you know, the Maddie
Gage.
Of her
Gage. Deadpan.
She deadpanned all the time. But yeah,
right.
Josh, sometimes if you would just really let go with a huge knee-slapping laugh, I think that'd be nice.
I pander on this
next
show.
Next cocktail hour, I'll do the gummies beforehand.
Really load up. That's a great
idea.
I'll
overdo.
Here it is. I think that I pander to the people in our YouTube commentary. I think I do that. It's fun to do that. I enjoy it because they, you know, there are several people that are regulars, and then people come and go. But we have our core of regulars. But this is pandering to them once again. My daughter, over the weekend, moved into a new residence in just outside of Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria.
Very happy. Gave me a nice little video of her townhouse, and it's beautiful, and it looks like they're going to be very, very happy. They're much more space than they had in their other
joint.
Does
she love not being able to park? Is that what sent her there?
Well, I don't think it's in downtown Alexandria.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's in one of those. It's like in a community you live in. It's very similar to that she's got the multi layers and the, you know, you walk in, to the right is the living room, to the back is the kitchen and the den area, and then you have to the immediate left are the stairs that go up and the stairs that go down, and you have a basement, and then you have a bedrooms upstairs, and it's a classic townhouse. Right?
Relatively new or older?
I think it's older based on the floors. I looked at the floors, and the floors looked like they were laid a long time ago.
Was it rough-hewn wood?
It seemed rough-hewn, ye old wood.
But maybe it's from like the 1870s.
I don't know. How many communities are like that in the D.C. area? Like,
well, you know, million. What the thing is that Alexandria, it would almost beg to be an older build because it was so close in. They wouldn't do a build like that now. Now they would do a something either much higher or something huge they could charge a mint for.
I don't know how my daughter came across these, but she has them. And I think it was probably maybe my ex saying, you want some pictures of daddy? And
is this, that the, do you think that's the tone she took?
Do you want some pictures of daddy?
Or maybe.
No, it was like Shirley Temple. Do you want some pictures of daddy?
Could be, you want some pictures of your father?
Your father. Your friend.
What is a gonk?
Peas grow there.
back to your daughter.
Get me a jury.
No,
anyway,
don't say that.
So this appears to be, I don't believe this has anything to do with radio, publicity photos. I think this was maybe my first college, Marist College. I think that's what, but I don't know that either.
So we're looking at about 1977, 8?
78, 79, 77, 78.
If it was early 77, Elvis was still alive.
This is me, 1977, 78.
All right. Hey, I like that there's two different views of you.
Right. Both profiles.
Yeah.
One is Leno-like with the big chin.
Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't have that big a chin, but, you know, I'm sporting the...
Could you not get that last button?
Well, I liked the hair on my chest, and I like showing it off.
Yeah,
and
it distracts from the hair on your head, which is a beautiful part down the middle.
Sexy. Sexy.
You are actually sort of ahead of the curve on the part down the middle and the
back. I was a follower. That had to be a follower.
Now, this is a weird question. But, and I hate to play like, you know, prime detective here, but behind the picture of you is a picture of Jon Stewart. Is that the picture he autographed for you?
I don't have it, so maybe
it
is.
Why did she steal it?
I don't know if she stole it.
How can you tell that's Jon Stewart by just a set of eyes?
Yeah, I mean, because Rob, let me tell you, Josh. Rob,
no, I knew this would go negative.
Rob is a listener. First, he always has been, and so he will look at a picture, and then his eyes will do an inventory, just like our P1s do.
I do it on any picture,
but that's
not
what they do. That's what they do. I look at the centralized source.
Yeah, but there's so much more. What's on the cassette next to it?
I looked around as well, more to protect you, Mike, to see is there anything here that should be cropped out before we post it.
Mm-hmm. And there's a blankie and a pillow.
There's nothing here that's distracting.
But I don't know if that's a high school picture or a college picture.
I think, according to the notes I have, Mike, since I'm a listener first, that's your fourth grade picture.
There it is. Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you this. Your dressing in this, your outfit in this picture is conservative enough that you're not instantly a 1970s a-hole. I mean, your collar is conservative. Your coat is very, very traditional.
I know at a certain point I grew the beard out. I continued to
Do you suppose you had amazingly flared pants in the bottom part of that picture?
I would imagine that I had medium flared jeans on with probably Western boots.
It does look like
which I wore for a long time. What's that, Josh?
It does look like you're going for a sales job.
I don't, but at that point,
it might have been a year.
No, so. I don't see that. You see, I don't see business there. I see someone who's headed to Gilly's and maybe do some line dancing.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Especially if we saw your flare jeans, and I'm guessing this
Scoob
jeans
wins. Scoob says Mike is Carla's age there. That's funny.
The jeans that you described, your mildly flared jeans, mm-hmm. might have some ornate stitching.
No.
And when you pair those
with
the boots,
no,
you're
Levi's,
ready to go.
Buddy. Levi's. Never, never.
Never a Wrangler?
Never designer
never a Lee.
Jeans.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Wrangler is not designer.
Well, you said it.
No, I said with
I didn't
design.
Say Wrangler. I said Levi's.
Oh, okay. But you said...
I never said Wrangler.
I know, but you said never designer jeans after I said Wrangler.
So, but Wrangler, but you said stitching, fancy stitching,
yeah,
would be designer jeans. And I never went that that route. I
never,
just didn't. Never.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Did you ever wear like fancy jeans with stitching?
No, I have my studded jeans that I wear for showbiz type
appearances. No, back in the day.
No, back in the day. Mike, they don't offer that in the Husky section.
What were your standard issue jeans that you wore?
They looked like denim, but they were made of latex.
He's just doing shtick. He won't answer the question,
John. No, I mean, Mike, they were standard. I used to shop, and I don't know, you won't remember this because you weren't here then. Josh was local then. There used to be a store owned by Giant, the food store, and it was called the Pants Corral, and it was always built next to a Giant, and they had Western themed clothes and a Western themed sort of environment.
That's why they called it a corral.
That's right. It's like going to the old Hair Pair when they used to be Wild West themed.
Hair Pair?
Hair Pair was a grocery, not a grocery, a hair cutting chain around here.
Hair Pair?
Hair Pair.
That must have been really local.
It must have been, but yeah, they were also very Western. But the jeans would be the darkest of blue, and they'd have to fit. And that usually meant Husky, you know, where the waistband is not necessarily indicative of the length.
I just know that, you know, when you look back on these things, sometimes you're embarrassed. That photo does not embarrass me necessarily.
It shouldn't.
Because it's not. I'm not wearing anything that you would see at a 70s party.
No, like I said, your outfit is quite suitable.
Happy Valley had their end of season theme party, and it was Studio 54, and everybody had
Is that based on the minimum age to get in?
I'm going to say this. I think if you go back to the 70s and you go to a weekend party, you would see you'd see people with muted tones.
Yeah.
People wearing corduroy sport coats.
I mean, not everyone dressed like a pimp.
I mean, really, that's true. But everybody thinks you put on the multicolored shirt and the big hat, and nobody dressed like that.
No, you're
in the 70s.
You're right. Although I know there are some pictures of my parents at a toga party. And
the
party
was 80s.
Yeah. Well, didn't Animal House come out 78?
78, 79, but the toga parties really hit their stride in the early 80s.
Maybe that's why they split
up. Because I was at American University, and that would be 1980 and 81, and that's when we had, every weekend it seemed like there was a toga party. Because it was 1980, and that was when it was really hitting its stride.
AU management to make sure you washed your sheets.
It was so much fun, and of course the allure of the toga party, and nobody ever talks about this, was the fact that the ladies wearing togas,
yes,
and it kind of saw a lot of shoulder, and of course they were always careful, you didn't get anybody that was like letting the twins out under the toga, which
Marist. No women going around.
This was not Marist.
Okay. So, by the way,
I wanted to say rest in peace to a friend of mine from Marist College who passed away, was a broadcaster, worked for a lot of different radio stations around the country, and worked for XM for a time, worked for different radio entities, worked in Washington, D.C., and his name was Chris Barnes. And Chris was a colleague of mine all the way back in those late 70s when we were on the WMCR, the college radio station, together. And then we completely lost touch. And then there was a period of time a couple of years ago where he reached out and was in a very, very difficult situation. And then I lost touch with him completely. But Chris was very open and honest about his situation and how he had a tough time, like Rob Spiewak had had with substance abuse, and it affected his health, it affected his finances, it affected his lifestyle. And recently, one of the last videos that he posted which I will not put on this show. I will honor, you know, I think it was for specific people that Chris wanted to see, wanted to see it. He was talking about, you know, how he didn't want to be called because he knew the doctors had said for him to get his affairs in order. Mm-hmm. He had liver problems. He had kidney problems. He had lung problems. And he passed away shortly after that. And a couple of things that I played the video for my son, because in the video he talks about, you know, 40 plus years of living like a irresponsible frat boy took its toll. And it took his toll on his marriage. It took his its toll on his finances, where he ended up for about a year. I think he was homeless and he didn't have any place.
Oh,
he
wow.
reached out to friends to help him. He did it to me and I helped him out. And then apparently he went completely missing and nobody had a way to get in touch with him. And then I didn't even know that he had resurfaced. It's amazing when you think of all the sophistication we have
yep.
with our technology and with our platforms of social media, that you can go from changing your name from Chris to Christopher, and suddenly you don't know the guy's out there anymore.
Yep.
And that's kind of what happened with this. So good news guy, really, really good news guy, had a really nice ability to deliver the news, but he would be the first one to tell you a hot mess off air. And, you know, I showed it to Michael because he says, you know, tell your kids at one point during the video that, you know, this is what happens when you make bad choices. And it was sad to see. It was poignant. It was brave in a way, because he was, you know, I think he was medicated an awful lot at the end and he was able to get through that. But, you know, it's 66, too young as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, way too young
to lose somebody like that. And you know, he was a funny guy too. So anyway, that's all I wanted to
say.
Safe
home
to say Chris. And I don't know if you ever bumped into him or you ever talked to him or anything like that. But
I think our paths may have crossed. I mean, radio is an awfully small business, and the way you described him, especially despite all of his struggles, good guy. And, you know, it's just so sad when
can I just clear up something with, you know, because we have one of the Friday night hate groups, you know, that we're a troll generated something, and it stayed up for a little while about me picking on Rob, which occasionally pops up there. And it mentioned again the fact that I, you know, give Rob crap about the soda and his health and stuff. I want to make it really, 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 really clear that comes from a place of worry.
Yeah.
That I freak out when I see that sometimes. And that's why I got excited when you were drinking the seltzer, because, you know, I think I was kind of looking at Chris, who had his health problems
sure.
due to all this other stuff. And you've gotten yourself together on that front. But, you know, you'd be the first one to say, you know, that occasionally we could all probably do a better job health-wise. But when I say that to you, it's because I hate seeing it, because I don't want you to be back where I saw you
I
a
totally
few
understand.
Years ago.
And, I totally and get it. I don't it think really, anyone, you know.
Yeah. The other crap that I say, it's the heat of battle. And I look, I know that I can be over the top. I get it. And, you know, when somebody puts a post up and then they change their identity in the post to cover up who they are, it's
right.
just, you know, I know it comes
just
from a troll. I
it's
get
all
it.
Trolls.
It's all trolls.
That's
but
all
at the
it is.
Same time, I've heard that before. That thing about, hey, don't give him a, if he wants to have a Coke. Well, you know what? If he wants to have a Coke, yeah, absolutely, it's his right. But I'm also close to him as a friend, and I like to make sure that he's around for a very long time, certainly longer than me. And I really, really, that's why I bust his balls. I'm sure family members bust your chops about stuff like that as well. You
no,
know?
They don't. No, I'm kidding. Of course they do. I mean, I come from a family of people that tease and poke fun. And folks, just because you're hearing it on the show, let me let you behind the curtain. It's not always 100% real. So just enjoy the show and don't think you've got it figured out, okay? Just, we do fun things and you can be a part of it or you can ruin it. Don't be
a
ruiner.
I think it's me giving you crap about soda and then when we solicit for super chats or donations for the show, as long as we're doing the show, we're doing that. I gotta, you know, we try to pay the piper here.
Yeah,
that's
part
what
of
we
the
do
show. Yeah,
any way that we can, and you know, it's really something that. And then they bring up another show that I don't even know, and I get it. There's a lot of content out there.
Yep.
Knock yourselves out. I mean, have
and
fun.
There's plenty of time to listen to it all.
It is, and it's you know, I still think that I would be very, very, very hesitant to throw rocks when you don't really know what's going on.
I agree.
This is a public forum. I can answer it if I get concerned about it. And does it get to me like it used? There was a time when, man, oh, man, it would send me into a spiral like you would not believe.
Sure.
Now, when I mention it, I just mention it because, yeah, I wanted to clear that up. And I think one of the reasons I was thinking about that is because I say things that I want to make sure the record is clear on it in case, you know, I end up like that someday. Because when you see a picture like that and, you know, your son says something to you about high unk, you become very aware of mortality and the way that all goes down. That's all.
Here's all. Oh, now we're talking.
Now, hold on a second.
Here you are. Here you are hanging out at some party.
That can't be real. That can't be a real backdrop.
AI,
I don't know.
Right.
Here you are at
Did
work
somebody
as
do
well.
That?
Yeah, someone who works on this show.
Are you doing this?
Of course.
How do you? That's just, I'm stunned. Look at
Can
this
we see a full screen of the radio one? Is that possible?
Of course.
Thank you.
That is just so, how you're able to do that. Right away.
Oh, I loved it.
That is just so amazing.
That is
K-L-O-L.
Great.
K-L-O-L.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away by that. How quickly it happens. The stoned immaculate today at 3 Alvin Lee.
Yeah.
That's just. That's
you've weird. Got quite an assortment on your desk in this image.
Yeah.
Okay, what's on the desk? I'm trying.
I see an unrolled joint.
The Doors album.
Some cocaine.
Yeah.
Plenty of cigarettes.
A coffee. Deck of cards, maybe?
Right.
And yeah. Mike, I want to point the attention that because
the
we don't...
The baggie of cocaine is funny.
We don't want to, you know, get ourselves in trouble. That album, L.A. Woman, is by Thors. T-H-D-O-R-S.
For the rights and all that crap.
Yeah, of course. Right. But we all knew what it was. Now, that one I really like.
This one looks nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. Really nice, and all the and there you see the people with the wild shirts.
Yeah,
there might have been guys that dress like that.
Sure,
you know. And shortly thereafter, I'd begin talking with that woman to my immediate right. Thank you very much,
Mike. That's a man.
That's a man,
baby.
We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, 3 new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. You couldn't be 420 without having a soul gummy. Amazing. Don't forget our TMOS tips. It's not by Tesla. It's for you to give a little something to the show if you figure out. Go to the QR code in the upper left-hand corner.
TMOS tips was the new name for tidbits.
No, not a chance. No, TMOS tips, you know, there for you, there for us, there for everybody.
Everybody.
There to make it all happen for you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we start the news, I do want to mention one thing.
Yeah.
We are going to have a little shaky schedule this week with temperatures. Times all over the place. Time and temperature. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Clubs Association station, WYRE.
Wow.
So today, 4 p.m. Tomorrow, 8:15. That's the usual normal start time. Let's see. Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Thursday, 8:15 again.
Yep, yes. Again.
And a bonus show for Friday, the regular bonus show.
4
are we going to do? Are we going to stream the bonus show again on Thursday?
Thursday 4
afternoon, our bonus show.
Mm-hmm. And you will get an email that tells you how to do it. So just sit tight.
Want to hit that thing again so we do it
right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
The way we
do it. Here we go.
Here's the news. Neos.
Oh, here's Mike's first job as a newscaster on the screen.
There it is. Thank you. Okay, Josh.
He always makes the same face, whether he's at a party or on television.
Iran is considering attending peace talks with the United Nations. I'm sorry, the United States.
Okay.
In Pakistan. A senior Iranian official told Reuters on Monday, following moves by Islamabad to end a U.S. blockade of Iran's ports, a major hurdle for Iran to rejoin peace efforts. However, the official stressed that no decision had been made. Adding to the uncertainty, a source told Reuters that Vice President J.D. Vance was still in the U.S., denying reports that he was already on his way to Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, for talks with a two-week ceasefire set to expire. The senior Iranian official said Tehran was positively reviewing its participation, but no final decision had been made. The comments conveyed a clear change of tone, which is good, from earlier statements ruling out attendance and pledging to retaliate for U.S. aggression. This story, about 3 hours old, a very dynamic situation. Has anybody blown anything up since then? I don't know. Don't hold me to that. You'll probably listen to this when things have changed 15 other times.
No updates have come in the past few hours. So I think you're good right now.
Do you really know that or not?
I have CNN alerts.
Do you know that for a fact, really?
I have CNN alerts on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. Northern Virginia is okay.
Very good. Today,
always nice to be trusted and valued.
Is 4:20.
Yes.
So if you partake, maybe see if you can block out some time at the end of the day to touch grass. If you know what I mean. Here are 10 stats about marijuana to help celebrate this holiday. Number one, 87% of America support legalizing marijuana.
There you go.
Young people, number two, young people are more cool with it. Not going to give you the statistics. It's BS. Let's see. Number three, support for marijuana legalization has increased dramatically. This is all coming from the people that want to make money selling marijuana.
Back to number two, when you say young people are cool with it, do you mean that they're okay with it or they just look really cool when they smoke?
31% of Americans ages 75 and older favor legalizing marijuana for both uses, as do 49% of those ages 65 to 74. But 65% of adults under 30 support full legalization.
Okay. All right.
Does that mean like recreation? That means anything,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Spark up and you're in court.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring your water pipe, your hookah.
Yes. Number four, that doesn't mean everyone wants to use cannabis. 51% of U.S. adults have used marijuana at least once. That's less than the 85% who have ever consumed alcohol and the 65% who have never used tobacco or nicotine products.
Hmm.
Or have used.
Have used.
Have ever used. Yeah, not used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't smoke that anymore.
So only half. That surprises me as far as a first time.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people in this world that are older. I think that's going to change as that the generation where it's now advances because a lot of kids have done
Statistic number five.
Oh, boy.
Far fewer are current users. In 2023, 23% of adults said they had used marijuana in the prior year, while 16% had used it in the prior month. whatever that means. 52% of adults say legalizing marijuana for recreational use is good for local economies. This sounds like a PR piece.
It is. It's a press release. Yeah.
Number seven, most Americans support easing penalties. 8, 24 states allow small amounts of marijuana, blah, blah, blah. 79% of Americans live in a county with at least one cannabis dispensary. Let's see. California, Oklahoma, Florida, Colorado, and Michigan are among the states with the largest amount of dispensaries.
That's nice. That's good for them.
Oklahoma's kind of a wild card, right?
Well, Mike, if you watch the musical, it's all about that.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Mike, does it show a percentage of pot smokers that can't work with Mike O'Mara?
The weed is as high as an elephant's eye. Thank you.
I love it.
I hate these statistics. I hate lists. I'll stop doing lists. 2026, no more lists.
But you love marijuana. That's why you started it.
I like Mary Jane. Sure. I really do. Let me just plug in my computer. It says low battery. They've got this new thing on computers. I don't know if you've seen it. They give you an alert when you have it. Hear it?
Yep.
They give you an alert when your battery's low.
That's great.
It's nice to be told and not just surprised by it shutting off.
You know, my car does the same thing with gasoline.
I wish I could smoke weed and get laughy giggly. I really do.
I would. You know what? I can't think of anyone I'd rather do it with than you.
Thank you very much.
I think that would be fun.
That's a ditto for you on that one. Researchers at the University of Illinois, or as some people occasionally say incorrectly, Illinois, might have figured out how to use microwave heating to make the perfect French fry.
Wait, hold it. I'm listening.
Microwave. The idea is simple. You'd start off by frying it traditionally to get the Well, you just blew it. We just said use a microwave and then fry it traditionally. Well,
no. Maybe it was fried traditionally at McDonald's or something. And then you're taking it home.
You start off by frying it traditionally to get that crunch, and then you use microwave heating to control how much oil gets inside. Since microwaves heat from the inside first, it creates pressure that actually pushes oil out instead of letting it soak in, which should result in fries that cook faster and absorb less oil. And they think that this could be added to... But if you're cooking it first...
It's too much work.
Yeah.
Mike, it's BS.
Don't you push your oil out?
All the time.
I know, I've seen it.
I had horrible acne in high school.
Just push.
Just push the oil out. I can't do it anymore, doctor.
Most quality French fry recipes will have you cook them twice. So maybe they're saying that they're eliminating the second cooking. But still, you're going to have to get a pot of oil going.
They say they think this could be added to existing fryers.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So it shouldn't disrupt the food industry too much. No, because it's affecting the fryers.
Yeah.
Milton Berle, Henny Youngman.
No, it's great. It means we can get some machines, just fry machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the air fryer, guys. I'm a fan of the air fryer. I think the air fryer makes for a decent French fry if you do it the right way. I don't have an air fryer.
I have a lard fryer where you have to load in the back.
I have an air fryer.
Of course
he does. It's a kitchen appliance. Yeah.
Do you like air fryers?
I do.
Like for fried food?
Yeah. Great for if you're doing like, you know.
You put tots in them?
Always. Fries. Okay. Leftover fries even. Yeah.
It's my number one used appliance. Kitchen appliance.
Really? The air fryer. What's your favorite? What is your favorite thing in the air fryer that maybe would surprise people?
I don't think I have a favorite thing because I just put everything in there.
Everything?
Even ice cream?
Lunch today was a Hot Pocket in there.
Gourmet!
Yeah.
Mike, we actually have tape of your favorite kitchen appliance.
There it is.
And you don't have to use it in the kitchen.
Not at all.
No.
As a matter of fact, I'm sitting on it now.
Look at you.
Meanwhile, Steak and Shake sells French fries and tater tots fried in beef tallow.
Yes.
Saw a menu with that on there at a joint my wife and I went to. What's that?
They're very good.
The tallow fries?
Yeah. McDonald's used to do it and they got after them, but there is a beef tallow essence added to the coating of the brown part of a hash brown in the morning.
And of course, on 420, you know, have a French fry dipped in tallow. That'll make you real mellow. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara.
You sure you're not smoking?
Welcome to my show. I don't know what's going on. A Chinese car company, China, filed a patent for an in-vehicle toilet. And this is not the type of bathroom you might see in larger vehicles like buses or camper vans. It's a toilet built into the passenger seats of a car or SUV. No vehicles are being built with it yet, but in drawings, it seems like it slides out from under your seat like a drawer. You do it and then slide it back to be emptied later. It's kind of like a souped-up version of a kid's training potty. Probably well, so for
it's,
kids.
Yeah, but it's a urinal. You can't, if you're pushing a drawer forward, you would not really have the ability to use it for number
it's
two.
It's more right? like the seat side slides back.
Yeah, oh, but it, okay.
But
all
you
right.
can also go big potty in it.
Yeah.
It says here, unlike kids' potty, this one stores waste in a tank with a rotating heating element, which can... that is and, a great heating element.
And you get to just drive around with this sitting under your seat.
Yeah. Have you ever left like an orange in your trunk by accident and you find it and it starts smelling? This is bad news, brother.
Not like 12-year-old sneakers. That he likes to pop off as soon as he gets in the car.
You need a drawer for that.
So anyway, they evaporate the pee, the heating elements, and they dry the poo. There's also an exhaust
fan. You can eat.
Well, I mean, if you've ever had a dog have an accident that you didn't discover until a later date, and you find it and it's dry, it's much less offensive.
I love when it's white.
Hey, speaking of white, do you know the snakes are? They have white poo. You
really?
Know why? Yeah,
why?
Because they digest the bone and all, and it comes out as white, like rock-like, dust-like, chalk-like substance.
I bet if you fed it Frankenberries, it could have pink poo.
It would probably be nasty. But, I mean, the dogs, I give them now a mixture of dry and that fresh pet stuff because they love it so much.
Oh, me's the fancy pants with your pet situated dog food.
Well, you get it at Costco, and I just love to watch them devour their food. It's fun to watch. So I throw it in there, and when you give them now just dry, the noses come up.
Yeah.
They don't want to have anything to do with it.
When I was feeding them yesterday, I gave Robert, they each get a scoop, and I gave Linus a full scoop, and I took another scoop.
Dry?
Over, yeah, and I took the scoop over to Sebastian, and I just dropped in one piece of kibble to see what he'd do, and he looked at me, and his ears went down. It made him sad.
Or scared.
But he got his full meal, so that's good.
He
good
might point. Be in his dog brain going, why isn't he feeding me? Anyway, this toilet also is voice activated.
Naturally. That's not what you need to activate it, though.
It's voice activated.
Open up.
Poo now. We assume this is to help kids with the system from your seat, not to provide everyone with a play-by-play. Again,
I'm
this
sure
is
for
only
older people as well.
Yeah, grandma could go back there, you know, take a whiz.
Yeah. Do they mention the Maserati bidet?
I don't know. The only this is only for passengers,
okay.
So you don't need to worry about people sitting on the toilet while driving. Although
they'll change that in the Tesla.
Wouldn't you like to see people sitting on the toilet while driving? You know, I mean, that'd be fun. It's like, hey, I know he's taking a dump. Look at him. Remember that long road trip? He's doing it.
He's trying so hard to drive. Look at the way his face is scrunched up.
Yeah. Absolutely. A while back, a couple from Ohio booked a Virgin Voyages cruise to Bermuda to celebrate their parents' anniversary. It was scheduled to start last Monday, but a few days before on Friday, they got a surprise email from Virgin. There was some bad weather forecasted, so they were rerouting them from Bermuda to Northern Canada.
The whole change.
They said that we'll be heading to Northern Canada and St. John, New Brunswick. I've been there, by the way. I've driven there. We're going to the Arctic.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure you packed the same way for either trip.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the email did note St. John will feel a little bit different from Bermuda with crisp coastal air and a completely new backdrop to explore. They suggested everyone bring a few extra layers, but they'd already packed.
No!
Then open the suitcase, whiners. On your cruise, you stupid asshole. and put some sweaters in there. No, really. But we'd already panked.
Well, still, Mike, they did pay for something tropical, and they're getting something Arctic. They've been screwed.
But it was a few days before they got the notice, okay? So if they get a refund, I would assume, right?
I hope so.
Okay, yeah, what were you going to say, John?
They'll get some. I believe that story was they sent their luggage with their parents already, so they didn't have their luggage with them to repack.
Okay. This like note, though, we don't have our TMOS cruise on the Margaritaville at Sea until January, but I'd like to alert people that have already purchased their cabins. We are rerouting to Uganda.
Oh, and it's beautiful in January.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point of leaving Tampa. There's no place else to go.
Absolutely. That's right.
You can't go north.
But, you know, you get to look, there are nice attractions everywhere, like the Idi Amin Pavilion. Let's see. After the video went viral, the couple said they thought the email was a joke at first because it was written so playfully, but it was legit. They were going to Canada, and all they got was $100 onboard credit for the inconvenience. After their video went viral, Virgin did apologize. Virgin did add itineraries can change for safety, but you deserve us to be real about when they don't. Who cares? So what?
Did Virgin also say we should smoke marijuana? In their press
on
release?
On 420.
Yeah, exactly.
On 420, like Woody and Bill having a fantastic
just
time.
Just living it
best
up.
Best advertising for marijuana I've ever seen, those two guys doing it. That's good. All right, finally today, ladies and gentlemen, Olympia, Washington. Dateline.
That's a town, not a person.
Olympia Dukakis. The late Olympia Dukakis is a person.
Right.
An inmate in Thurston County, the Thurston County Jail. I would assume that's a Washington State hooscow, probably.
Yeah, probably.
He is facing additional charges on top of the ones he was initially brought in for. According to the Thurston County Sheriff's Office, he said, "We need some Manhattans." I'm sorry. I'm being silly today. The man who was being booked for domestic violence, there's nothing funny about that.
That's right, Mike. No laughing matter.
He was being escorted through the facility when a corrections sergeant saw him making movements with his hands towards the back of his pants. The sergeant intervened and found that the inmate was attempting to shove a small amount of suspected fentanyl into his rectal cavity.
Oh.
The pair fought over control of the drugs, and the inmate then tried to eat the narcotics, but was stopped from doing so. He was booked for possessing a controlled substance in a correctional facility. According to the sheriff's office, canine Talia, good doggy. Who's a good doggy?
Good
Talia.
Dog, yeah.
Talia the canine conducted a sweep of his previous housing area. Is that the housing area where he lived or the housing area where he stuck the drugs? I don't know.
Sad day for Jim Backus, though.
Sad day.
Listen,
worst wedding ever. Bad wedding idea. You know, we're not really in wedding season per se, but it's right around the corner. Am I right? Right?
Some people would say every day is wedding season when you're in love.
Yes, love is a wonderful thing. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info.
This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just mocking myself. I'm so sorry. I tomorrow make my triumphant return to Happy Valley with my withered arm to see just how good I can be with the new me, with the new weaker me.
I would get there early because apparently you have been replaced once before. You want to definitely get your...
The Wally Pip of golf. No. I can't putt.
Look at this horrible talent.
Putt, help me. Weddings.
Yes, you
went to a wedding recently, so weddings are on your mind a little bit.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great wedding. This one that I'm about to describe to you is not. When I got married to Carrie nearly 30 years ago, October will be 30 years, I think that was about when weddings started to become unreasonable. And I remember the thing that flipped me out the most is that if we brought our own cake, they said, that'll be fine, but there will be $1.50 a slice slicing fee. And I just said,
it's a racket.
It's a racket.
It's the great total pastime racket in the United States of separating people from their money.
Right.
That's what we do in America.
So
yes,
when
Josh, you were going to say something.
No, it is a racket. And it started, was that before or after the engagement ring also had to have a percentage of your salary built in?
No, that's an old thing. That I think, but they've really started to lean into it. Where, you know, it used to be just sort of like a traditional thing, and now, you know, K Jewelers is telling you got to do it. You got to do it.
I've had one that was homemade. Where the reception was in my backyard.
Right.
I had the one with Carla was very teeny tiny small. Went to a nice joint. She had a lovely dress. I put on a tux and all that, but teeny tiny. Not many people were there at all. And then I had for wife number two, I had the
blowout.
The big shindig, which is one of the fanciest I'd been to.
It was sensational. I'm so sorry the marriage didn't last.
It's
but
a shame.
If it comforts you, great wedding.
But the kids we are on great terms. And, both my daughters are doing well. I speak to them often, and sometimes they send me young pictures of myself.
And then Josh puts them into AI.
Yay. Yay.
So when I first read this, and I'll reveal the details piecemeal, I saw that it was a wedding in a neat location, and they wanted $40,000 for the wedding. And I said, you know what?
Like everything?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to check out. I said, if that's everything, and that's the whole party, that's really not a bad price to get out for 40 grand.
You know, I'm old.
Nowadays,
I'm showing my age right now.
But nowadays, it's true.
It sounds way too high.
It's very
so
high.
Expensive.
But I think that's what a lot of people pay. And then I read further, and I said, oh, you're limited to 25 guests. So each guest is really causing you about $1,600. And I looked forward and I said, oh.
Whoa. 40 grand for how many guests?
25 guests, Mike. And then I looked ahead and I said, well, how are they going to book it? All weddings have to be at 5:20 a.m. and you have to clear the facility by 6:30 a.m. And I'm wondering, what kind of place would this be? And Mike, here's where you get to find out. This is for people that want to be married at the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. And the thing that pisses me off the most about it.
I hate Disney so much.
It's not in the mansion. It's on the steps of the mansion. So you go there and you pay 40 grand to get an hour and 10 minutes near a fake graveyard, and that's before they hit you for food, flowers, extra lighting, all that stuff. $40,000.
Does it mention at all what's included in the 40 grand?
Yes.
Okay,
40 grand covers the basics. It covers an officiant, light decor, minimal lighting. So they're giving you that as a feature when in fact it's just less than they normally have. They have minimal lighting, photography, and transportation from a Disney resort hotel. So you have to be staying at a Disney hotel to get the wedding.
No food?
None. I'm sure you can add
it. No, because you're only there for an hour.
Oh my God.
I think this is, you know what? When I think of people that have really overstepped their bounds, my thought initially goes to the Kiss coffin. I always thought that was a bad piece of merchandise for a band.
But they sold them.
But they did. But I think this exceeds it. $40,000 to go to Disney in the cold, dark morning for 70 minutes. And, you know, maybe that's what you like. And if you like that, I'm sure you'll have a happy marriage.
The whole thing. All right. Well, let's dovetail into the whole Josh thing. Because Josh has, recently pulled the plug on the season pass. And so far, you're...
A lot of people don't know Josh is a minor owner, about 6% of Disney. Josh owns about 6% of Disney, not a controlling interest, but he loves the park.
No, he doesn't. You're lying.
I am lying.
No. So when you hear this, do you say to yourself, Josh, that makes sense with the way they kind of squeeze all the dollars out of you?
No. My immediate thought is this is Disneyland. This is out in California. This is like they needed to put a price tag because some celebrity wanted to do this. Because who would really want this in a normal wedding?
I am the greatest theme park fan that you've ever met, Mike, and I would not do this. Rob, I wouldn't do it even if they paid me to do it.
Rob, how much would you pay if you could have gotten married at the Grizzly?
On the Grizzly?
I bet you can. I bet they give you a private moment to do that.
I'm sure they would, but you know what? Mike will tell you, marriage is something beautiful, serene. And very, very important.
Very important.
Yeah. So very important. I would like maybe consider like a destination wedding to King's Dominion where we could ride a coaster after the vows. But I don't know if they have a facility that would, not even the VIP lounge would suit a wedding.
Well, the Eiffel Tower. You could do it there.
Oh, on top of the Eiffel Tower would be beautiful. Yeah, I'd do that.
Disney overcharges
for everything.
Well, don't you think they probably, if they do it in California, Josh, they probably do it in Orlando too.
I'm sure they do.
Probably so.
Probably more expensive in Orlando.
And the most expensive at Disneyland Japan.
What did you do yesterday when you were there?
So Friday, Kelly and I took off and we decided we were going to have a day and go down and spend the day there on Friday. So we went down to Animal Kingdom. Stayed there until lunchtime, then transitioned over to Hollywood Studios and stayed there until around close. So it was a way too long of a day.
But you didn't rope drop. What time did you get there?
Oh, we left. We dropped the kids off school and then drove down there. So we got down there probably like 10:30.
Do you feel so far like you're getting the value and that it was a good move to do what you did?
We
get the Florida season pass.
Yeah, I think I did the math of we need to go like 3 times for it to pay off for the year.
Yeah.
Because tickets are like $160 or something to go.
And you feel like, here's another question I had for you. Do you feel as though you are learning the deal a little more? Like learning the ropes? Are you getting like some insider?
Yeah.
Like Disney? Because I mean, it is a little difficult for people who have never been there.
Not yet. I'm enjoying the people watching.
Okay.
And realizing there's a lot of people that really annoy me at Disney. Mm-hmm. And kind of learning this is the stuff I like. This park, I could stay all day at this park. I could work from this park if I really
wanted
to.
What's the park that you would stay at all day?
The Animal Kingdom.
Ah.
Now, when you go to Animal Kingdom.
It's got lots of trees. It's got lots of shades. And it's animals. I could sit there and watch the animals all day.
When you were at Animal Kingdom, did you get to meet Ellen Barkin?
That's not the Animal Kingdom he's referring
to. No, he wants to go see an animatronic of Jeanine Cody.
How many times have you been on that ride through the preserve?
I did it once.
And pretty good, right? Did you see a lot of stuff? I mean, it's a wild area.
Saw a lot of stuff. Saw enough that we looked at, they've got private tours that go deeper.
Of course, and those are included, right?
$40,000.
it was like $200 or something. So we might do that in the fall.
Yeah, they have dogs, cats.
But
rabbits. There's a whole hutch of rabbits.
My biggest frustration with Disney this past trip is the amount of people who need mobility scooters.
That is the biggest scam, right? Yes.
Multiple scooters ran into me throughout the day. And these people who need the scooters conveniently did not need the scooter when they had to get off to do a ride or get food.
When you have someone hitting you with a scooter, it's time to look at them and say, Tiger,
all right,
stay
let me ask you
home.
A question. This is a legitimate question here as far as the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
without you, first of all, you can't be labeled, because you're a public commodity, you can't be labeled so cruel and somebody might bite you in the butt. But you can have a standard, you know, what about like a doctor's note of some kind, right? Yeah, or, don't you have to prove you're,
yes,
you have an infirmity to get one of those scooters?
Mm-hmm. But it's just like service animals. Everyone has just gone crazy with it and taken it to the next level.
Do people, mm-hmm. so people fake it?
They fake
it. I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest fakers drive right through the middle of stores and everything on their
scooters. Oh my God, and it's
like, you know how stores are set up. There's not enough room to walk anyway.
A lot of Disney attractions, to get in, like to jump the line, they will have you go in through the gift shop. Because you know the motto of Disney is please exit through the gift shop. Mm-hmm. So if they're on a mobility scooter and they're driving past, you know, the big tall Lilo and Stitch tower.
I'm getting so many dark thoughts right now.
Oh, it's the worst. Really am, it's like, the worst.
I don't understand a person that has to be in a mobility scooter to get around, but they can ride a roller coaster no problem.
What if you were
body flailed left and right?
What if you were in back of somebody that you knew was faking it? And you ran by as like fast as you could, and you went, there's an active shooter behind us. And you had your friend videotape the person getting out of the scooter and running.
Mike, that's no laughing matter.
That's not funny. That's not funny. That's really, I mean,
and you know what?
You know, what if something happens tomorrow? What the hell am I going to say? I mean, come on, stop.
Let's just bring it back a notch. And there's a prank that was very popular when my grandparents were older that no one does anymore. And it's called a hot foot, mm-hmm. where you put a match in someone's shoe and you light
it. They did it in baseball. Baseball does it a lot.
Yeah. So wouldn't that be the greatest thing to do to someone in a mobility scooter? I bet you that would make them stand.
Yeah, but they'd be aware of it. Yeah, they'd be aware of it. You know?
No, because they're looking at all the merchandise.
Yeah. Maybe if they, maybe if you lit on fire whatever was hanging off their scooter. Why are we getting this dark? This is not, we need to break. Sorry.
Mike, they will never pay attention if they've got their nose buried in a Dole Whip.
Yum, yum. We'll do something when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Running out of time. We're running out of time.
Time.
Play the thing. Hey, what's your beef? I'll tell you what I hate, paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks, and then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. And they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA-certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more, Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat!
I don't know what's wrong with me today, because I have not. There are no substances in my body whatsoever today. There are not.
What have we always said is that a 4 o'clock show brings a different energy.
The 420
mic
thing. Maybe it is. Maybe we modify. I don't know. The fact is, I just had this horrible feeling of, you know, the kids nowadays, I don't know if you're aware of it, make those little viral videos.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, they mess with people. What? Just a suggestion for some of the younger influences, you know, go out to the local grocery store and check out the mobility scooters and do sniff tests.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is not the direction I thought that was going at all. Not at all.
Not high. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh my God.
You know where I bet you could find a lot of mobility scooters at
Or at Disney you could do it.
Yeah, or Disney. Disney probably has the same thing. If you go to the old timey candy shop, look for the people buying fudge.
Yes. Yum, yum.
They definitely.
Yum, yum. All right. I entitled this next discussion News analysis for the idiot.
Okay, good.
This is a thought. I bring this up simply because I'm curious.
Okay.
That's the only reason. And this is what I wrote down today. If we could, and I'm speaking about international relations. I'm sure. Speaking about the war with Iran.
Yeah.
All right?
We're good. We're experts at that.
Yeah,
this is I think we are all military experts on this show, and yeah. I think we can give you insights you need. Or maybe our folks in the chat can help us out with this. And this is the question. If we could kick their ass, wouldn't we have kicked their ass already?
Mike, this is a valid question.
I mean, suddenly I was thinking about this.
But I think that's where war crimes would come in to play.
Well, no, I mean, I don't like the idea of obliterating a generation, or what did he say, a civilization. No.
Yes.
No. But as far as, like, for example, the House straight. Of Ill Repute Straight, the House of Whore Moves.
No, Whore Moves, like a cow.
Moo. Oh, I thought it was the Whore Moves.
Or if it's a small cow, moo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Whore Moves.
And no, Mike, it's Whore Moves. And by the way, if you ask for Whore Moves, that's extra.
See if I've got this right.
Okay.
You got your Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Robin.
Not enough bass in your voice.
Robin. Better. Robin, you've got the Strait of Hormuz. Robin. And no, you got this strait over there, and we supposedly have eliminated their air power.
Yep.
We have eliminated their navy. And they're still able to extort ships coming through for a tax to get through. That's just, well, I'm just throwing this out there, you know?
Yeah, apparently they haven't stopped ships. They've been warning ships over radio that they're going to attack them to then scare ships away.
So it might be some guy like in a shed.
It could be a couple guys in a shed.
A guy in a shed's going, yeah, we would blow you out of the water. Yeah, all right.
They're the same guys that were on the tower at National meowing the other day.
Robin, I invented the Strait of Hormuz, Robin.
Oh, Howard.
No, I mean, I think that I wonder that sometimes because, look, I don't like this little conflict we're in at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like what it's doing to the economy. It worries me that there's no real exit strategy.
Right.
And I'm not one of the people that say, hey, they've been picking on us for so long. We went in there. Okay. And if everything gets better after this, I will tip my hat and say, way to go. I will. And USA, USA, and we won. But until then, I got to, you know, it's more of a show me situation.
Yeah.
And well, I get back to the original thing. What, and why, they, you know?
We've been misled the whole time. I mean, just the very fact that he's, I mean, was it three times he declared victory?
Yeah.
When you
say obliterate, when you say we've obliterated them.
Yeah.
No, you haven't, because they can still extort us in the Strait of Hormuz.
Apparently the strait is filled with mines, and it'll take us like 3 weeks to clear existing mines in that strait, is what I saw
but
a few days ago.
But still shipping goes through there.
Yes.
They show shipping how to, you know, I don't know. This is why we are, this is news analysis with it. We're idiots. That's why we do it. So anyway, I hope it to, look, I want it to be over.
I want
the world to be a safer place. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. I certainly don't want to see people go over there and risk their lives. I don't want to see boots on the ground.
Right.
My daughter dates a reservist. I don't want to see him going over there and fighting. That's the way I look at it. Anything you'd like to add, Rob?
Yeah, I would think Josh would be an excellent soldier over there. He supports the government. He supports the president.
You want Josh to serve? He's in his 40s.
No.
I think I'm too old.
No, you could set up like the audio over there.
How about a land war and we put everybody on Rascal scooters?
Now you're talking. I'm part of the undercover smelling squad.
And that's where the landmines are fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this one has been used recently. We will take a short. Do you have some beautiful video for us today, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, all of the video today was sneak. I had to sneak it through the Strait of Hormuz.
Do you have any video of a young Mike?
No, but we could probably come up with some if we let Josh loose.
No, thank you.
Just give me 10 minutes.
No, don't want that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at Dermglow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, Dermglow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hit the beautiful video music.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, I know you pretty well, and I think after that last segment, it left you a little sad, so I wanted to give you some good news. Do you like good news?
I love good news.
You're going to love this.
Prices. How much longer will Americans continue to see these high gas prices?
Well, they're not very high. If you look at what they were supposed to be in order to get rid of a nuclear weapon with the danger that entails, so the gas prices have come down very much over the last three, four days.
Gas is down, Mike. Isn't that great?
See? Now, Josh, right? You wish you wouldn't do that, right?
He needs to. He's got an obviously an ego problem, and he doesn't answer anything. Mm. He can never just admit wrong on anything, right. and he can't admit that anything's not perfect.
Trustworthy.
Later on in the clip, he blamed the reporting of high gas prices on ABC.
You, by the way, your shirt today, Rob Spiewak, looking extremely sharp today.
Oh, thank you.
Really, one of the better shirts you've got. I like that
thank
shirt.
You.
Like Easter Sunday.
It is.
Eastery. Yes.
I wore this to Julia's graduation because that's the reason I bought it. Mike, would you like to have a third thumb?
No. I think it wouldn't help me with my favorite sport.
I'm talking about like moving stuff around, picking stuff up, stuff
picking
like that.
Picking noses.
Not with your thumb.
I don't want a mutation. No.
Okay. Well, some people seem really into it.
This is the third thumb. So it's a flexible thumb that's controlled with two motors that's worn on the wrist. On my left foot is doing this movement, so it's pulling up and back.
You control the thumb with your foot.
It's kind of like
so
being
fast or slow. And then my right toe
a primate,
is doing.
Right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Can you? Is it over?
Or no. I just you were talking, so I wanted to go back.
Could I see it again? I'd like
sure,
to.
Sure, of course. Problem
has pulling to be across. The foot control, though.
The third thumb is an augmentation device designed by Danny Claude to enhance the function of the hand.
There's so much of this future tech coming out, and we're seeing a lot of work where it's tested on people, but it'll be tested on one or two people is the commonality. Sometimes a group of 10 people might be tested on, but even when they are tested on this larger group of 10, which
great
still
for
isn't
servers.
Much, it
yep.
tends to be a very specific
Jenga.
Group of people. So, for example, young people,
cocktail
normally
parties.
University students, often men, which really isn't covering the broad scope of people who could be using and engaging with these technologies.
And how about the bedroom?
Mike, it saved my marriage.
There you go.
I got the extra large.
And why stop at just one?
One in the...
One for each foot.
An expression here that goes one in the...
Right.
Two in the...
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, that was very popular at my high school. You know, I don't know about the act,
You remember the bit we do, right? When I start that and you say, that's enough of that. You know how I do that? That's what I was going for there, you know? The one I know, using that extra thumb, you could say
right now.
All right, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you appreciate or understand the people that like to smell bad things?
Yeah, I get it.
For example,
like Dr. Pimple Popper, that type of thing.
Yeah,
right?
I appreciate like the smell of a skunk if it's 2 miles away. I kind of like the smell, but the closer you get, the worse it is. In Mount Holyoke College, I think it's in Massachusetts, they have one of those death corpse flowers, and I have the name of it here. It is called the Pangy, P-A-N-G-Y. And they say it only blooms like every few years, and when it does, it smells like rotting flesh. There is a line of people waiting to smell this flower.
Okay, if you're walking down the street,
yeah,
and you see three people, and you got to wait 5 minutes to get a whiff of the corpse flower, would you try it?
No.
I would.
All right. All right.
Yeah, out of curiosity.
You'd be in good company, because look at some of the people that enjoy the smell.
Okay.
I was expecting it to smell bad, but like skunk cabbage or something
Why is it going to be that guy?
And I went and I smelled it. And there he is. Like genuinely exactly like rotting flesh.
That's Nick's Del Prado.
Oh, it doesn't smell good.
I would say it smells kind of it'd be a hoot. A little bit like a working
farm. Does everybody look like they're unwashed?
Vermont, so I'm very used to the smell of a farm and manure.
The weird thing is after that lady smelled it, she took a huge bite.
They all look like they didn't shower. Right?
I know. And the $1.06 goes to our news finder of the week, Josh Sroka, who found some great footage from, I believe it is a Virginia Tech Hokies game. And a very surprising entrance to the game. I'm sorry, here comes the parachute. Got a big American flag trailing. He's going to land right on the field. Coming down. Oh, dear.
Oh. There were two of them. One landed properly. The other went into the Jumbotron.
Mike, neither of them were hurt.
Show me again, please. Yeah. I can't believe it. They weren't hurt.
No, they were not hurt.
That looks like somebody could have been killed.
This guy.
Look at the wind.
Yeah, he has a third thumb. It's going good to right here.
That was a hard impact, too.
Yeah, it was.
You can see the letter shatter. He then had to hang on the Jumbotron until the fire department could get him down.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I tell you what, you'd never see that at VCU. We don't have a stadium. So.
Go, Rams, go. Yay. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. Please check us out and check that little QR code. Can they do that at all times, even when we're doing the replays stuff like that?
They can. Wow. Or just there's a donation button on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Thank you kindly. We appreciate that. We'll return tomorrow for Josh Sroka and Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
I'm going to play that one again because I didn't hear it loud enough.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.